coach. I'm sorry I'm a bit late, but I already have my leotard underneath my cloth. Just let me get off my sweater and my jeans quickly, and I'm ready. Okay, we can start. What do we do today? I think I feel pretty comfortable with the routine. The only thing is I would like to practice my side split a bit more before the competition. I can do it on the ground, but for the balance beam routine, I should probably get up there and practice some more. Oh, you set it up already. Thank you. The height is a bit different than usual, but it's good that way. You will have it easier to make corrections like this. See? I almost get the split perfectly with my legs apart, but I have some trouble pressing down flat against the beam. You know, not my legs, but my body. Maybe you can press down onto my thighs a bit to help me get there. Oh, yes, I have it now. See, I just need you to stand behind me during the competition and press me down onto the beam. I'm sure that won't be a problem for the judges. It hurts a bit in my inner thighs. My muscles are not quite used to the stretch like that. But now all I have to do is bend forward a bit and is that your hard cock I feel against my ass? No, stay like this. Keep your hands on my thighs. I need to get used to this position some more, and I need your help with it. I need you to stay like this. And I need to stay like this a bit longer to get accustomed to it. And honestly, I should not say this, but this is fucking hard. You need to stay pressed against my ass like that so you can hold me down. You're so quiet. I can hear your heavy breaths in my ear. I can feel your stiff cock against my tight ass. I know I'm your favorite. I am the best here. And that's not the only reason for the private lessons, isn't it? I can feel you stare at me during training. In my leotard, skin tight against my flexible body. And I want to tell you a secret now that we are this close together. I have the biggest crush on you. I really like you. You have always been incredibly nice, and you have a good sense of humor, which makes you super sexy. Don't move. If you want me to keep talking at least, and you want that, right? I stare at you too when you're not looking. You're hot. I fantasize about you sometimes. Do you like the thought of me at home? home in bed with my fingers pleasuring myself, squirming and silently whispering your name in desperation. Do you know how wet I get thinking about that? Thinking about you taking advantage of this one day. Dream about you fucking me senseless, treating my little body like a toy that you can bend in each position you like, and then absolutely wrecking me. And I wake up shaking, my own juices running down my thigh, dripping between my ass cheeks, and I wish it was your cum instead, dripping out of my pussy. Sometimes I like to cover my finger in that wetness and shove it down into my asshole. So skimpy, they only cover half of it anyway. Who the hell thinks this is an appropriate dress code? Oh, but this is perfect for this. Oh, fuck, it'd be so hot. I can feel you smearing. Throat, but this is even hotter right now. I think I have this split down.